Okay. And the smoke would go up.
Long chimney. Way is the tallest and like it. Say, you, I look as you could have seen it. I don't know how it's built. I'm pretty sure that the slavery was made those bricks right there in the yard. I've told that, and I imagine that's true. Of course, I couldn't guarantee that, but I imagine those bricks were made. They was old, the house was old. Old house.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my father spent as much on it, pretty modeling, and working on it. And then cyclone hit it twice during the period of time we lived there. When I lived there, we were milking in the barn. We were so great in milk there, and we were here and I were milking in the milk barn behind the stock barn.
Mm-hmm.
And the cyclone hit right one afternoon, and it killed three cows, not us cows. I came to, my father's hollering, crying, Lord, he has killed me. And I never will forget, I told him, I came to, the cow laying dead beside of me, down on the concrete. And when I came to, and I jumped up and run and pulled him out, and I think I hurt him worse than he was hurt, trying to pull him out from the loom still.
Mm-hmm.
I got about towed him out on the road. Then my stepmother towed him out on the house. Carried him in the house, towed him. And people, well, that came all the country there. Out of Franklin and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes, they heard about us, you know, having it. And they just, why, you couldn't walk up to this. Filled the road full of cars and things. And I've forgotten what year that cyclone was. I imagine. Around 19, when it came through, first and then another one came through, I wasn't living there. Tore one side and topped the house off again.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put it back. We was moved and gone. It. My father, I'd sold it, he had died. And a fellow from Nashville bought it. And he had put it back. He didn't have anybody living in it. He had bought it, but there wasn't anybody, I don't think, living in the house. And hit that second time.
Mm-hmm.
But he killed three cows for us that first time.
Yeah.
In the barn where we was milking, in the milk barn. Mm-hmm. That's one I just miracle to be living, I reckon.
Is a milk barn different from a regular barn?
Mm-hmm. Built behind it. It joined it, but it's behind it.
Uh-huh.
On the east side of it, back behind. Had the straining room, stuff where we kept the milk at, was there on the south side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the edge of the road.
Did you ever have a special place for milking cows outside?
After that barn blew away, we built another milk barn we had to build another barn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we built a 16 or 18 foot shed on the east.
Well, we